Shalom, Australia. Prime Minister Netanyahu left Ben-Gurion Airport on Friday for the French city of Strasbourg to attend the funeral of former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. After Kohl's death on June the 16th, Netanyahu praised the former Chancellor, calling him one of Israel's greatest friends. "I express deep sorrow on the passing of former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl," he said. "Among the State of Israel's greatest friends, he was completely dedicated to its security. Kohl was the leader who united Germany with a determined and steady hand. His admiration for Israel and Zionism found expression in my many meetings with him and in his resolute stand in favor of Israel, which he constantly presented in Europe and in international forums." The UN Security Council on Thursday strongly condemned fighting in the buffer zone between Syria and Israel and urged the Syrian government and opposition groups to withdraw from the area, which is patrolled by UN peacekeepers. Another mortar shell fired from Syria landed in the northern Golan Heights on Friday afternoon. No one was hurt and no damage was reported in the incident, which marked the 16th time stray fire from battles in Syria struck Israeli territory in a week. The IDF fired back at the source of the fire. IDF forces shot and killed a Palestinian man in the West Bank city of Hebron on Wednesday night after he opened fire on them. The soldiers were carrying out searches for illegal weapons when they encountered the man. No Israelis were hurt. The state attorney's office said on Thursday it will not appeal the early parole of Ehud Olmert, meaning that the former prime minister will be released from prison today after serving 16 months for corruption. On Thursday, the former prime minister's parole board ruled that he should be released from prison early for good behavior after serving 16 months of a 27-month sentence. Olmert's chances for early release were complicated over the last few weeks as he was accused of divulging sensitive information in memoirs he was writing and of sneaking a transcript out of prison. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced on Friday afternoon that the controversial conversion bill at the heart of a flare-up in Israel diaspora tensions this week would be frozen for 6 months while a state-appointed committee attempts to reach an agreement upon arrangement within our people. The Prime Minister said, "Harmony within the Jewish people is important to me. It's important to me as the Prime Minister of Israel, and it's important to me personally and as a son of the Jewish people." Rabbi Gilad Kariv, head of the Israel Reform Movement, stressed that his movement would never accept a monopoly over conversion. Both supporters and opponents of the bill will approach the High Court today. Netanyahu said, "I very much hope the High Court will acquiesce to this joint request for a freeze, since it will cool tempers and open up the possibility and hope for agreed-upon arrangement within our people." According to a statement from Netanyahu's office, if the High Court rejects the delay and decides to rule on one of the outstanding petitions dealing with conversion, then the government would operate according to coalition agreements. The Haredi party in his coalition had demanded that if the freeze is rejected by any party, the conversion bill they have advanced will be brought back to the Knesset to begin its legislation. However, under the coalition agreement, unanimous agreement among the coalition members is required for any change in the religion and state status quo. The Israel Beiteinu party of Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has already announced it opposes the conversion bill in its current form. If passed, the conversion bill would deny citizenship rights under law of return to non-Israelis who convert to Judaism under private auspices in Israel. It would not affect the eligibility for citizenship of those who convert outside Israel. Liberal American Jewish groups have noted that the bill would mark the first time the Haredi-controlled state rabbinate was given control not only over who it recognizes as Jewish, but over who the state as a whole views as eligible for the right of return. Seth Father, head of the Giyur Kahalacha movement, which allows for conversions according to halakha but outside the bureaucracy of the chief rabbinate, said that assuming the High Court agrees to the delay, this is an enormous victory for reason over might. Faber, whose movement performed more than 400 conversions in 2016, said Shas leader Aryeh Deri has spent the last week and a half unnecessarily wielding a stick and trying to humiliate the American Jewish community, the Reform and Conservative communities, and to do a disservice to the future of conversion in this country. The compromise is an effective and positive step. On a second issue of dispute, the question of a permanent space for pluralistic prayer at the Western Wall, however, there was no significant progress. Head of the Jewish Agency, Nathan Sharansky, said that he is confident that a compromise can be reached. However, he also said that there is terrible ignorance in Israel about non-Orthodox forms of Judaism. The High Court of Justice on Tuesday ordered the sides involved in the crisis at Hadassah Hospital's Children's Cancer Ward to enter mediation in order to resolve the dispute. Despite the opposition of parents of the unit's patients, in an emotion-filled day at the court, the judges suggested that mediation be led by former Supreme Court Justice Eliakim Rubinstein. The crisis was set off by a management plan last year, which took a child bone marrow transplant expert from the unit without consulting the head of the department and put her in charge of an adult transplant unit in another building. The idea was to use available beds in the adult unit to treat non-Israeli child medical tourists from the Palestinian territories in the former Soviet Union who pay high fees for transplants that would help replenish Hadassah's depleted coffers, and have the already outstretched team from the children's care unit care for them, along with their Israeli patients in the children's department. This led to the resignation of the head of the department and a number of other doctors, who have not been replaced. Parents called Hadassah head Zev Rotstein evil as he left the courtroom after the hearing, and yelled at Moshe Bar Simantov, the Director General of the Health Ministry, "You don't manage Rotstein, Rotstein manages you, you lied to us." 30 years after his release from Soviet camps, where he was subjected to forced labor as punishment for his clandestine Zionist activity, Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein on Wednesday became the first Israeli politician to address Russia's upper chamber of parliament in a triumphant turnaround for the one-time prisoner of Zion. Edelstein told Russian lawmakers in Hebrew, the language that in 1984 landed him a three-year forced labor sentence, for covertly teaching. He said, "Even in my dreams, I didn't believe I would reach this moment." Shalom Aleichem, he greeted the Russian lawmakers to applause. Noting that Israel was marking the 50th anniversary of the Six-Day War, he recalled in Russian, "The Soviet Union supported the Arab states without hesitation and cut its diplomatic ties with the State of Israel. From then on, all praise for the Jewish state was perceived as underground activities against the Soviet Union, every cultural Jewish matter in the Hebrew language, and certainly the desire to move to Israel, all these were grounds for persecution." He immediately added, "Luckily, and to the benefit of both of our nations, these days are in the past." And he noted the economic ties and visa agreements between the two countries. Edelstein largely refrained from criticizing Moscow over its dark past and its current alliances with Iran. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.